OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket teamed with OBM's designation as the only one Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. Don't waste your time
looking for any other one.
This is it. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble, Nathan, never to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. It is Vic and Nathan. We are here in Annapolis, Maryland, where the Browns are hanging out, waiting to take off tonight from here. They'll get on buses and head over to Landover, Maryland, the site of the Redskins FedEx Field, where they will face the Redskins in tonight's preseason game number 2, an 8 p.m. kickoff. You can hear all the action, of course, right here on radio. Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon on the call. My partner, Nathan Zagura, will be the sideline reporter. So you're going to get all you need to know about this game from there. And basically what you do is you got the ESPN game, and I love John Gruden. He's a great friend. But turn down the volume on Gruden and Tirico and listen to our guys give you the game. That's the way you do it. I have no offense to them. They can watch the images and listen
to
you.
Well, Ron. Right. You're not going to get any of that.
You're not going to get that. You're just going to hear you.
I do miss when they broke up Gruden and Jaworski. That was my favorite. When he would be like, "Well, Ron,"
and he was
that's the kid's favorite. Too.
He was the downer of the whole. But yeah, he and I just can't. The thing I've got to listen to tonight. He's such a Manziel guy. Is to hear Gruden gush about Manziel. Now we're going to see Johnny Football at its finest. Under the lights, this is when it comes out, folks. This is when he responds. The heat, the light, the attention. This is what we're going to look for tonight. Telling you, Mike, this guy's got it. This guy's got it. It's not conventional, but he's got it. Anyway, where was I? Oh, Brian Hoyer, of course, spoke with the media over the weekend, and we do have the we've got the sound of that. We want to hear that, and then Nathan and I were going to react to it. So Matt Fontana, our fine producer, let's roll Brian Hoyer from the weekend.
Have the feel of the importance of a regular season game, considering where we're at in this.
I mean, I play every game like it's a regular season game. I mean, there's really no way to go about it other than that. I think the moment you think that it's just a preseason game is the moment that, you know, you're not prepared mentally, and all of a sudden something sneaks up on you and, you know, you're losing 14-0 in the first quarter. So I prepare every game, whether it's preseason, regular season, like I'm going to play the whole game. And until that coach, you know, pulls me out, I mean, you got to be prepared to play a football game. I mean, those guys aren't going to hold back on the other side, that's for sure. So you just got to be prepared like you would in a normal situation. Obviously, you know, you don't go into the game planning and things like that, but it's still football. I mean, it's like going against our defense every day. We never know what we're going to get, but you go out there and react and play to the best you can.
That's understandable, but you got a decision coming Tuesday. Does that make this crucial?
I think every game's crucial. I mean, for me, it doesn't change the way I prepare. I mean, like I said, the thing that I try to do is come out and be the best quarterback I can every day, and I'll do the same thing on Monday night.
Did the way you played in Detroit, did that give you more confidence that everything's working right going into this game?
I mean, it's definitely, I think, if anything, the confidence part comes back from playing, you know, 10 months after surgery. I think that's the only way I look at it. I don't feel any more confident because of how things, you know, that game's in the past. We're trying to build and learn from those mistakes and then improve and, you know, go against Washington this Monday.
Brian, Coach said that when he makes the decision on Tuesday, he doesn't know if it will necessarily be a permanent commitment to that player and that he's going to kind of reevaluate it on a week-to-week basis. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think the best quarterback should play regardless of the situation. So, you know, it's a situation that I dealt with last year when I came in, and you know, we kind of said it was a week-to-week thing. So for me, I just want to be the starting quarterback of this team, whatever the situation is.
And do you feel like you have been the best quarterback in this training camp?
I think I've played well. I think I can play a lot better. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I think we're always trying to improve. And for us, you know, things are coming up quick now. You know, I talked a couple weeks ago how training camp, you know, those days are long. Now, you know, today's technically the last day of training camp. We play Monday, then we come around and play Saturday. So I think for me, I'm just trying to take big improvements every day where you're to the point where you're trying to play everything perfectly. Obviously, we all try to go out and be perfect. You know, the other team's pretty good too, but you just try to go out and improve all the time. I think you're either you know, every day you come out, you either get better or you get worse. There's no in between. So, you know, am I satisfied with how I played? I think I've played well, but I think I can play a lot better.
Brian, Johnny just told us that right now he's not ready to face the Steelers because of what they offer defensively. You wouldn't say the same thing, would you? I mean, do you feel like you're ready to go out there and face Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think, you know, Pittsburgh's so far, I'm focused on Washington right now. I think for me, like I said, we're moving along. We're trying to get better. We're improving every day. You know, we had a good red zone period today, which is a good sign because that's kind of where we fell off a little bit against Detroit. So, you know, that's so far from what I'm thinking about right now. I'm just worried about, you know, improving and, you know, hopefully we can take what we did in practice today into the game and then you evaluate that game and you move on. I mean, there's a lot of time between now and then.
Go back to the starting quarterback. That ESPN is promoting this game as RG3 versus your backup. What do you tell yourself?
I don't watch ESPN, so until you just told me that, I didn't know. It doesn't change. I mean, it's all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because what matters is what Coach Pettine thinks, what Kyle thinks. So the media can make any story they want. Like I said, I avoid all of that. But when it comes down to it, they're not the ones making the decisions.
Would you go back to 2009, put yourself in the rookie shoes?
Yeah.
Did you even imagine the possibility that if Brady got hurt or whatever happened, that at that age, with that little experience, you would have to think about being a starting quarterback as a rookie? Maybe.
Well, that was my responsibility, yes. Looking back on it now, would I have been prepared? Would I be the player I am today? That's not even close. But I think I attribute my time in New England as learning football in light years. I mean, I think I learned more in my first year there than I ever learned in my entire career about the game of football, not just offense, quarterback play, but defenses, how to attack, things like that. So, you know, I can't speak for other rookies. I know I was probably a little bit further behind than most rookies. I mean, I was undrafted, apparently for a reason. So, you know, I think I'm a much better pro player than I was in college. I can honestly say that. I think in college I was, you know, I can understand why maybe people, you know, overlooked me.
Why, when you say you know you could play better, has the new offense been more challenging than you expected mentally?
No, I don't think so. I think, like anything, there's nuances to certain things. And I think I mentioned this to you guys, I can't remember when, but there's certain plays where it's a similar play to what I've run before, but we're teaching it differently or we're reading it differently. And sometimes I got to shut that out of my head and just listen to Kyle and Dow and say, this is how they want it done. Just do it that way. Don't revert to old habits. And so I think, you know, things like that, you know, we really talk about footwork here more so than any other place I've been. So, you know, for me, that's something I'm always trying to improve on because I tend to get tall and stiff-legged sometimes and I try to, you know, want to keep a more athletic base. So, I mean, like I said, there's always room to improve. And anytime you're not coming out of the game 100% completion and, you know, touchdowns right and left, there's obviously room to improve.
I know your approach isn't going to change Monday night, but do you think the decision on who's going to start week one comes down to Monday night?
You'd have to ask Coach Pettine on that.
Have you already started to see the benefits of having Grossman here for you?
Yeah, for me, I think it's great because it's learning it from a coach is great because they're telling you, okay, watch this film, but Rex has played in the system. So, like, even today on a play I had back there, I was like, you know, on that play, have you ever come off and be worried about some, you know, a backside corner? And he's like, no, you know, it's not, you know. So to have a guy who has played the position in this system, I think is huge for not just me but the entire room because he can relate it from a playing level. I think there's a big difference between someone who's played in it and someone who's coaching it.
Did it ever cross your mind to ask why didn't they sign him in May when he was out there?
I said, I thought, you know, when I first met him, I thought you'd be here a lot sooner. But like I said, I think if anything, for me, it's another guy to lean on. Like I said, it's always good to talk to the coach about it. But sometimes when you got a guy who's actually played and been in there when the live bullets are firing, it's good to see his perspective on things.
Hey, Brian, it seems to be you with New England. Did you get much practice time, even in training camp, or did Tom Brady run all the stuff like
Peyton does? Yeah, there was times where I got thrown out of the huddle by Tom, but. Training camp is training camp, I think, for everyone. And so you'd always get a lot of reps. And then I think, like any other place, once the season rolls around, the starter needs to take the reps. So, you know, that really prepared me as a player to take a lot of mental reps.
Hey, Brian, there seems to be an inevitability that Johnny is going to be the starter for this team at some point. Has that been hard for you to deal with?
I haven't heard that, so no, not really.
If things work out for you and you have to look ahead to playing the full schedule, are there things you're doing now to hold up through 16 games?
Yeah, I mean, there's the maintenance of my knee. Obviously, it's almost a daily process where it's kind of a rotation. So I don't know, sometimes you see me out there doing band dropbacks to build up my leg and core in the movements that I'll be doing in the game. Other days with the lifting, other days with, you know, ART, massage, things like that. So it's kind of crazy for me. I was always a guy who never had to do anything because I've never been hurt. So now I've kind of done a complete 180 where I'm constantly doing something to maintain strength, flexibility, all those things, because I think sometimes when you have an injury, it exposes some weaknesses that you might have, and we've really done a good job of trying to stay on top of that.
Hey, Bryce,
just two more questions.
I don't see a lot of national TV. Is there excitement with that, with Monday night, albeit preseason, and adding to the competition?
I mean, for me, I don't really look into it. I think this whole situation, I think, has brought a lot of attention to our team in this city, which I think is always a good thing, but I'm so far removed from that that it's not even a concern of mine.
Were you at all surprised that you are starting the second game, even though you consider yourself a starter? It appeared that each guy would get a game.
No, I think it's what I've expected all along, and really it wouldn't have changed my approach either way. I think for me, I approached my job this year a little bit differently because I can be more vocal. I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but in the past, I've always prepared like I was a starter. So, you know, those decisions are out of my control, and I just kind of do what I'm told.
Thanks, Brian.
We just signed and started a whole bunch of internet stuff and talk radio.
All right, that's Brian Hoyer. So, Nathan, you know, hearing a couple of things that stood out, he doesn't watch ESPN.
Not at all.
Not at all.
It may be the worldwide leader, not in the Hoyer household.
Probably a smart thing to do.
Well, considering
to
that
minimize,
it's the Johnny Manziel network.
Exactly, and to minimize that input. I like the fact, and we've seen tweets to this effect, and I think these have been very insightful tweets, and our good friend Paul Myers, P. Meyer Golf, at P. Myers Golf, tweeting that, you know, I have to say Pettine is genius, creating pressure in meaningless preseason games. Whoever is the starter will be ready. I think there's something to be said for that taking a preseason situation and you called this a competition from the beginning and putting this level of pressure, especially and understandably, on the guy who would have the most to lose right from the beginning. I mean, when Brian Hoyer, before Johnny Manziel shows up, before they have a draft, and when Mike Pettine is hired, you know, Pettine talked about what he liked, the intangibles that he loved about Brian Hoyer, that this is the kind of guy, that gym rat, that intensity, loves his story, loves the overcoming of what he's overcome to be this guy who's still in the league and has a chance to be a starter for his hometown team. All great stuff. But that all said, having this enormous entity called Johnny Manziel just show up from the second he arrived, that pressure has been great. And it hasn't changed just because we're in the preseason. Yeah, there's a moment of truth sense of what tonight's game is all about. And, yeah, they're going to announce a starter tomorrow. But the enormity of what Manziel has been on Hoyer's shoulders since May.
There's no question about it. And I think you can hear that it's weighing on him a little bit. There were some answers in that press conference this week that were a little surly, a little dismissive of any talk about Johnny Manziel. And certainly Tom Withers, our friend at the Associated Press, saying, you know, what's it like knowing that it's inevitable at some point Johnny will start? And I haven't heard that. So I'm not even thinking about that.
No.
Brian Hoyer, as much as anybody, if he is named the starting quarterback, needs all these questions to go away so that he can focus on getting ready for Pittsburgh. Johnny Manziel, if he's a starting quarterback, same thing. So I think that it's good that Mike Pettine, and I think he's realized now that it has been difficult on these guys and difficult on whoever will ultimately be the starter. You need to get that resolved.
Yeah.
Let them focus. But I think Paul brings up a good point, and that's what I said kicking off the show. A second preseason game usually means nothing, but the way that Mike Pettine has done it, this preseason game means everything to Brian Hoyer and everything to Johnny Manziel. He's created unbelievable competition and pressure in a game that usually has neither. So now he's going to create this pressure, see how they respond to it, name his starter, go through the dress rehearsal in week 3, then in week 4, nothing, you know, just get through that, figure out who's making the bottom of your roster, and then you're ready to go to Pittsburgh. So this is really going to be the last pressure situation and probably the highest pressure situation for these quarterbacks until the season opener.
Until that opener, you're exactly right. This will feel like the most pressure-packed game or situation that they can deal with. And that's exactly, I think, what you want your quarterbacks to deal with, incidentally. You want them to feel, I mean, that's the position. And I'm okay with Mike Pettine going kind of old school with this whole pressure thing and leaning on or making both quarterbacks feel that there is something to be gained and a whole lot to be lost. And a little news that the Browns have ruled out the following for tonight's game. Michael Bowie, the offensive lineman, with a shoulder injury. Desmond Bryant, defensive end, has a wrist. Pierre Desir is not playing tonight, so he has a knee issue, and he will not play tonight. Darius Eubanks, your guy, Nathan, can't get on the field. Shoulder injury. I think it's hurting his chances, obviously, considerably to make any kind of impact on this team. Randall Harris, offensive lineman, knee. T.J. Heath, defensive back, out with a hip. Linebacker Eric Martin, another guy who was trying to make a move. He is recovering from a concussion. Keith Poe, ankle injury, linebacker, out. We talked about Buster Skrine with the thumb not playing. Isaiah Trufant with a knee injury, defensive back, out. And also Kawan Williams, hamstring injury, not going to play tonight. And one more, Nick McDonald, out with a wrist.
So I'll tell you what, a lot of the people you just listed – play cornerback for this team.
Yeah.
A lot of the people out. Buster Skrine, Pierre Desir,
Trufant,
T.J. Heath, Kawan Williams. Five corners that this team had been using quite a bit so far in the preseason are all out for this game. So what does that mean? Well, it certainly means that Justin Gilbert is going to be starting alongside Joe Hayden. That means you're also going to see a lot of Aaron Berry. Leon McFadden will really have an opportunity, I think, to make his case for making this football team tonight. He's going to see extensive reps with the second team. You're going to see Jordan Poyer, the safety who's versatile, can come play some nickel corner as well. And we're probably going to get our first look at Robert Nelson. Nelly, the guy from Arizona State, undrafted free agent rookie, led that team with 6 interceptions a year ago, number 42. Keep an eye on him. Those are going to be the guys that are going to have to step up, along with probably Royce Adams, number 40, back for another stint with the Browns after being released earlier this offseason. He'll get some looks, but guys, you know, you're looking at Pierre Desir. Buster was working with the first team. Trufant was working with the first and second teams. Pierre Desir was working with the second team against Detroit. Heath's been with the third team. Kawan Williams been with the third team. So a lot of corners will be out here right now. So this is going to be an interesting one, that defensive backfield. A little bit thin today in light of those injuries there. Hour number two, we still have coming up. We're going to hear from Johnny Manziel, his final press conference before he took the field. That's from over this weekend. Gerard Cherry will be with us. Ashley Fox, who wrote the very good article, will be with us as well in the second hour on Brian Hoyer and Mike Pettine and their relationship. So we have a lot to get to there. But we do want to hear from you. Call your shots, 216-578-0850.
Interact.
And I'll tell you what, Vic, we'll take a quick break, but I want you to ponder this question we got from @Doc_Michaels, and we'll kick off hour number two with it. And if you all want to weigh in on it, let us know. Call us up, and we'll get your thoughts. And the question was this: what must either quarterback absolutely show tonight in order to secure the starting job? That's the question.
Okay, we'll answer that.
We'll provide our answers. We want your answers as well. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.